Good evening. This is KGBM 95.9 on your dial, recorded live from Bozeman, Montana. And tonight's show, Meditation to Self-Realization, is presented by James Koslick and
Marion Koslick. That would be us.
And we've got kind of a special show going. You want to tell them about it?
Well, today we thought, since we've had some folks on here that spoke of Eckham circles, those are weekly sessions with hosts that are bringing insight into different aspects of our lives. And there's 8 weeks in succession. And each week there's a different gift that we receive at an Eckham circle. And tonight's gift, week six, is a passion at work. So we thought it would be nice to visit the Eckham circle and give you an experience of what that's like.
And there might be a little bit of sharing, a little discussion, and then some teachings.
Right. And tonight's Eckham Circle is going to be held by Amy Huggins and Alex Clark.
And Amy, we've had in one of the shows previously.
Right, and she mentioned about doing her Eckham Circles.
So we thought we'd record her circle.
So that's what you're going to have tonight. And there'll be a reading from the Four Sacred Secrets, and they will lead us in some meditation.
So sit back and enjoy. It's going to be a wonderful evening.
Welcome. My name is Mitra Alex Clark, and my partner is
Amy Huggins.
Amy Huggins, who just had her 65th birthday. And we were asking if anybody wanted to share about stress relief before we started, if they were at our last one. And if there's no one who would like to do that, I have to just put one plug in for Serene Mind. I said a little bit this morning, and it's saving us. It's a very stressful time right now here. And Serene Mind, and really the Breathing Room app, and just listening to Sri Brijaji is saving us right now. So for those that don't know, I don't think there's anyone here that doesn't know about Eckham, that it is a movement in consciousness that we're so lucky to be a part of, to lead humanity into a state of oneness that has its origins in mystic India. And I'd like to show you a picture of this beautiful place for the people who have not been there, which I count myself as one of them. And there it is, a beautiful marble structure.
And Alex and everybody, I think most people know, but I'll just repeat it again. It was also built on geometric principles. And it also is set on one of the rare places on our globe that doesn't have any grid lines. So it's structured so that it brings in the solar rays of the sun and then sends that back out as a elevating consciousness, as enlightenment.
Or magic from Eckham. It's filled with energies due to the way it was built and the daily ceremonies that go on there every single night, which you can take part in every night if you'd like to. They're online. And gosh, it must just reek with spirituality. As you know, all different people go there for very different things, but self-realization, universal intelligence realization, these are main focuses of the place. And they meet every human aspiration with their profound wisdom and with the power of their consciousness, standing on the shoulders of four generations of collective mystics and knowledge. Today we receive the very important gift from Ekam Circles called Passion at Work. Most people start off their careers passionately, but they lose it along the way. This day is significant for anyone starting on their career path, or for someone who's been in the game or is exhausted, or for those who lost their way in the course of life's events. And Amy will lead us through a grounding meditation.
Thank you, Alex. So if you're not already seated with both feet on the floor, please do that and lengthen up tall through the crown of your head from your sits bones and gently close your eyes. Feel that your spine. Feel that your spine is being held straight with dignity. Allow your face to relax. Allow your shoulders to release. Feel your neck soften, lines on your forehead. As you watch your breath flowing in and out, you might feel the cool temperature at the tip of your nose and the warm temperature as you exhale. Maybe you prefer to feel your chest rise on the inhale and fall on the exhale. Either tool, either focal point in your body can be helpful for you to hold attention on your breath with three inhales and exhales. Breathing in deeply to your heart, into your belly, from the universe. Exhaling completely before taking in a fresh breath again. Your inhales and exhales connect you to every living plant in the ocean and on land across this globe. We thank Mother Nature for this gift in your heart. Prana, fresh, clean, washed, beautiful air. If you find your mind wandering, gently bring it back to the tip of your nose as the focal, or the rise and fall of your chest. Let's collectively take one more deep inhale into your belly and heart. Slowly and fully exhaling again back into Mother Nature. Thank you so very much, everybody. Whenever you feel ready, we can collectively open our eyes again. If you felt your attention wandering repeatedly, don't worry. Don't get discouraged. It happens to all of us. And we are practicing daily in our morning meditation to build that strength of focus. I remember Prithaji saying once that the human mind can hold focus for 7 seconds and a goldfish for 8. So we need to hone this ability to stay focused, and the breath is a great tool to do that with. So we'll be listening to this spiritual teacher now, Prithaji, in her TEDx talk about passionate work.
And this is an incredible video. The only unfortunate thing is the recording is not very good. So please turn up your volume. It's a little bit, the way they captured it, it's a little bit hard to hear in some places, but so worth it.
How do we discover purpose? Conventionally, we are shown two paths. One, scan what fascinates us. Pick the one that is most feasible in that. Make that your purpose and work very hard on it. There is a downside to this path. People who go down this line of search are paralyzed at times because they are confused, not knowing what their real fascination is. The second path is to see what you are good at. Make that your purpose and try loving it for the rest of your life. Have you tried loving something that you do not like? Well, here is the truth. There is no true greatness that can be achieved from a purpose that is contrite. Imagine a Gandhi, a Bach, a Beethoven, or an Einstein going through any of these two paths. It sounds ridiculous. Every true leader in every aspect of life has discovered a purpose only in an expanded state of connection. In that expanded state of connection, your purpose is unveiled. Remember this? Discovery of a purpose is a single step journey. As you break free of your limiting preoccupation with yourself, and as you awaken your consciousness to an expanded state of connection, your true purpose in life is unveiled. So what is connection? Connection is gratitude. It is the awareness that you are a result of the efforts of innumerable life forms and people whom you may know or whom you may never know. Connection is compassion. It is the awareness of oneness of human experience. Connection is inclusivity, where you take into consideration your own well-being along with the well-being of the others. Connection is sensitivity, where you feel for the happiness and the unhappiness of the other, as if it were your own. And you respond with love. As you awaken yourself to an expanded state of connection, you spontaneously tune into the innumerable unmet needs and problems of the people around you and of the society. Then there is an immense passion that comes from within you. And from this passion, you want to create a difference, and from this passion would arise incredible creative ideas and innovation. At other times, an expanded state of connection would awaken you to the true beauty of life. And then your purpose would be to add to the joy of living. Arts, gifts, and genius that was submerged within you would rise to the surface. Please remember, purpose is never contrived. Purpose is an emergence. What happens when we discover a purpose in our lives? You enter a different realm. You become a part of the magical flow of life. Synchronicities would begin to unfold, where the randomly moving universe would arrange itself into patterns to fulfill your heart's needs, to fulfill your heart's purpose. People and ideas and contacts would begin to flow into your life. And the greatest of all, we are no more on the run from life. Our heart is awakened to the richness of it. We are present. We celebrate life. The quest ends and the living begins. Let me put it in a perspective, the art of discovering purpose. Do not go in search of purpose. Discover an expanded state of connection.
Thank you, Alex. Really, this insight about purpose extends not just to people who are working full-time, maybe like Jim still, Kozik, but to people who are not working full-time. It's a useful expanded state of connection for any volunteer work, any work with grandchildren, any work in any age of your life. This inner state of connection is vital. So I'm going to share with you the reading from the Four Sacred Secrets so we can chew on this and assimilate it even a little bit more. If you're sharing with us, it starts on page 159 of the Four Sacred Secrets. When we pursue a conscious path of wealth creation, we awaken to love for the people we work with and the people we affect through our work. Our heart should wake up. For if we do not care for what the other feels, we may brush shoulders with them and work together, but we fundamentally still feel alone and stuck in our own stressful state. It's only when we feel connected to others that we experience feelings of security, safety, and nurturing. Perhaps you still have doubts about whether the state of connection is really all it is cracked up to be. If so, you're not alone. Why is it important to connect with another human being? Was a question posed to us by a student his first day at ECM. Scott was young and successful. At age 32, he'd already risen to a very high managerial position in his organization. He considered himself a self-made man. I can connect to this table here, to my favorite car, my personal skills and abilities, he continued. Why should I depend on a human being who's very likely to change any time? I only rely on me, my only capabilities, the things that I love. Later in the day, he mentioned that he had come to our campus because he was feeling lost in his life. He woke up most days with three questions in his churning mind. What is the point of continuing to put my energy and creativity into this organization? Why am I doing this? And number three, for whose sake am I doing it? The team I have spent so long nurturing doesn't seem to need me anymore. As Scott journeyed inward, he realized all his hurts over the years had made him reactive. He saw the way he held on to disappointments with people as a way of disconnecting from them and shielding himself. Did he want to be a disconnected person for the rest of his life? As Scott made a choice of letting go of his anger and disappointments, his perception of himself and his life began to shift. He could no longer see himself as this self-made person. He began to really realize, as Prithaji suggested, how many unseen people and known people had played a part in the role in his rise. He began to reflect on all the ways that his team supported him through acts both very small and significant. As his consciousness expanded, he felt a deep desire take root within him for his team and his organization to shift to connectivity, to happiness. 6 months after Scott had completed his course in Indy, he told us he rediscovered a deep sense of purpose. Going to work and growing it is a joy now, he said. It's like my brain has entered a space of creativity. Synchronicities abound within me. If you're feeling a loss of purpose, there's a huge chance it's because a loss of connection. By awakening to a state of heartfelt connection, you will inevitably awaken to a greater sense of purpose. You will realize what it really means to truly cooperate. Is this kind of heartfelt connection necessary in every organization and every kind of work that we do, with grandchildren and volunteer work and working full life? How can leaders nurturing it? It's not just a little attitude that you put on or activity that you do together. It's a state of consciousness in which you see your well-being as inseparable from the well-being of others. There's a natural urge to enhance the joy and well-being then of all the others around you. That's the reading. Alex is going to take us into sharing.
All right. Thank you, Amy. So this sharing, how has it been your experience with work or what you do in your day-to-day life, your chosen work? I have a sharing that I just thought of I'd like to share first. When I was an international school teacher and I taught in many different countries and many different schools, and so I experienced many different teams. And when there was a principal or a headmaster who really believed in the teachers and believed and connected with the teachers, it was effortless. We all went out of our way and we had freedom to do what we wanted to do, and our classes were so vibrant. And when I was in schools where the principals were just, they didn't like what they were doing and they didn't like the teachers, it was so hard and it was so not fun. It wasn't fun for the teachers and then therefore the children. So I get what she's saying about that. With that, just that connection, you put in that extra and your passion comes out because you're like, oh, I can do this and we can do that. And just things blossom. Anybody else have anything to share?
Yes. thank you, Alex. That was a beautiful share. So I am. I was reflecting on my situation now, And I from time to time, I feel very connected, at least to some people, not always the same ones, but I haven't really had the feeling of connecting to all life that some people describe yet. But still, there's a very deep, heartfelt connection where I'm really feeling what's going on in somebody's heart, and especially feeling the hurts that are there, which is a really beautiful feeling, even though it hurts. And when that's happening, there is no lack of purpose. I mean, the thought of lack of purpose just couldn't coexist with that situation, with that state. So far, that is from time to time. Most of the time, I'm not in that state of connection, and then my mind can sometimes come up with the idea of what's my purpose here. So I was just reflecting on how, from my own experience, what she says about the state of connection leads to a purpose. It's so true in my own experience, my current experience.
Thank you, Joel. Amy?
I would say, Joel, also, that it really feels to me like when Elizabeth and Jim and Leah were all at Tapas in January, you really found purpose also. Yeah, you're nodding your head. It really felt that way to me. You just like blossomed as a leader of the morning practice. And it feels to me like you got very skillful at it also, because when things would happen that didn't go the way that you planned or whatever, you just flowed through that too. So it just seems like you have a great purpose because of that connectivity with everybody. Yes. Yeah. And that's actually completely true for me also. I think many of you, or most of you, know that I got involved with Music Men's Minds, a nonprofit, in 2015. Yeah. because my husband then had dementia and he liked music, and I heard a PBS NewsHour piece on Music Men's Minds and connected with Carol Rosenstein, the founder, and just have this incredibly strong connection with her and this unmet need, because there's no cure still for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, these neurocognitive diseases we've known about since 1906, still no cure. So got to do something. And music, they have found, neuroscientists, does more than anything else, more than crossword puzzles or chess or anything, running, to light up every single part of the brain. Whether you play music or listen to music or sing, all of it just lights up the brain, like a full body workout for your brain. So one of the amazing things, it's just like since 2015, all these synchronicities have just flowed with Music Men's Minds, just incredible. And one of them is manifesting this coming weekend. So Carol Rosenstein, the founder of it from 2014, so I got involved just a year after it, she was at a LA film launch 4 years ago, before COVID. And after she talked about Music Men's Minds, a producer came up to her and said, "You'll be hearing from me." This fall, that same producer contacted her again and said that he had a brand new documentary called Have You Heard About Greg? Greg O'Brien, who's an Alzheimer's patient, but was involved very much in very public media circles as part of his career, wants to get the word out. So they've made a documentary called Have You Heard About Greg? They came, this producer that she met 4 years ago, synchronicity again, Joel, to her and asked if Music Men's Minds would sing the Remember Me, the theme song for the movie. And they gave the movie to Music Men's Minds to have a fundraiser this Saturday, the 23rd, at Brentwood Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles, with a pre-screening before it comes out nationally in theaters on May 6th. So see all these boo, boo, boo synchronicities are flowing, to help people with these neurocognitive diseases, which I have a big passion for, because I could see all the suffering that my husband went through and my father had it also. And many of you may be touched by these neurocognitive diseases because they're so prevalent. And music makes the biggest difference so far of any other activity. So if you want the link to this Saturday's event of Have You Heard About Greg, let me know and I'll send it to you.
And most exciting, Amy told me, is that a cure might be on the horizon as early as next year for these neurocognitive diseases.
We'll see. I have a call with Dr. Rudy Tanzi tomorrow morning, actually. He's one of the neuroscientists who actually wrote Remember Me for this Have You Heard About Greg, the theme song also. I didn't know a neuroscientist wrote music, but he did. And he's also funded by Rotary, and he is on to the National Institutes of Health data files and using those to look at why more women than men get Alzheimer's. And through that research, and also all the research that went into COVID too, is being now refunneled, those breakthroughs. And so he thinks it might be something like AIDS, where we have a multiplicity of different kinds of approaches, because our brains are so complex. You can't give just one pill, right? So after tomorrow, I'll know more.
Sakina?
I was just saying, awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate everybody's share. And Joel, I've seen you blossom also too. I remember when you never said a word for a long time. So I appreciate you opening your mouth, brother. Thank you for your sharing and for your vigilance during the time you were, doing the Mitra and the techno and all that stuff. So technical stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sakina.
Jim?
I'd like to kind of bring it down to the lowest common denominator. And, I can go through grandiose stuff when I felt a purpose and when I didn't, and et cetera. But it's amazing. I was just sitting here thinking how when I go feed the cat in the evening and call him into the house, I'm serving a purpose. I connect with the cat. I'm taking care of him. And even though it doesn't seem monumental, it's a purpose. If I'm on a job site and somebody gives me the wrong end, one end of the tape measure to pull, I'm serving a purpose. And if I keep that thought in my mind, the lowest common denominator of a purpose and serving and connection, I'm happy, I'm fulfilled, and I'm helping somebody. And it's just so simple without having to think of it as job related or et cetera, et cetera. Amen.
Thank you. That reminds me of Preetiji saying, just finding the joy in everyday mundane things, right? Making dinner, making your bed. Thank you for reminding us about that. Danda, would you like to share? Please unmute, my dear.
It's so wonderful to see all of you. It's been a long, long time for some. I've shared this with some of you, and I share it with myself every day. I know that my purpose is to be who I am. And that includes nurturing exquisite self-care of body, mind, spirit, of cherishing freedom, of lovingly serving my divine. And I also know that who I am is a playful, dancing, free spirit. And I know finally at this age that when I am who I am, I naturally inspire magical transformation in others. Sometimes I know it, sometimes I don't. My whole life work has been about this. And since I've been more or less retired, being able to focus on just being who I am and letting my spirit blend with everything I'm surrounded with enables me to bring my gifts to the world. And that's my purpose. Sometimes I know I do it, other times I don't. So my teachers come in all sorts of forms and it's fun. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Chanda. Mm-hmm. It's as Preeta G said, your purpose emerged. It emerged. It wasn't contrived at all. It's in you.
I did the original work about 30 years ago and created a statement in a workshop. And that statement has changed very, very little. And I go to that statement, I repeat it just about every single day. It's just who I am now.
Thank you. We have time if anybody else would like to share before we watch our next video with Sri Preetaji. Is there anybody else who would like to share who hasn't had a chance? Okay, let me read this. As we just now heard, we need to pursue work from a beautiful state. Dissolving your internal disturbance, whatever it may be, is very important to find fulfillment and passion at work. Let's now move into a meditative space to dissolve the disturbance around work and rekindle the passion in our beings. And this 6-minute video with Sri Preetaji, she has a hand mudra that she explains in the beginning. I just wanted to let you know that. So here, let me get it for you. Here it is. There it is. Okay. Come on.
Namaste. Sit with your spine erect. Relax your arms on your knees. Hold your palms in the mudra shown here. Fold your index finger, touching its tip at the base of the thumb finger. Touch the tips of your thumb, middle, and ring finger. And your little finger is stretched out. You may now close your eyes. Breathe consciously into your heart Feel your heart chakra. Feel your anahatam. Connect to the various people who you impact through your work. Feel the impact of your actions on their lives. The beautiful impact you create is filling their hearts, is brightening their faces, and is bringing families together. Allow your heart to rejoice in that moment. Feel at home with the impact you create. Place both your palms on your heart. Hold a sacred intention to impact people through your work and fill their lives with greater joy. You may slowly open your eyes now. Namaste.
We have finished the practice part of our Ekam circles now, and we're going to move into the happening part, Diksha. This special blessing from Ekam, from your heart out into the universe. This is a 32-year-old phenomena, and it's a result of the austerities and prayers of 7 different generations of sages for the enlightenment of humanity, as Joel will be experiencing at Tapas this summer. This phenomena finally broke through Sri Krishnaji when he was just 11 years old, and his father, Sri Bhagavan, gave it a direction such that it can flow now through every human being who's initiated into it. Diksha means transfer of divine grace. For the first time ever, really, in human history, so many people have experienced their personal divine. So many miracles and synchronicities and such great states of consciousness, as has happened through Diksha. What was rare and only happened to a very few sages is now happening right tonight in this circle, and all the circles being held all over the world this week. And morning meditations, so many ways that Diksha is being shared. During this Diksha, you'll connect to your own divine, formless or formed in your consciousness, in your heart, and receive the gift of being passionate for whatever work you do or whoever you are, as Chanda gently shared. You'll see how the disturbance around work will dissolve and rekindle passion within your beingness. The Ekam Diksha consists of 3 key elements: chanting the Ekam mantra, which is Hamsa Soham Ekam, connecting to Ekam Kshetra, and being open to receiving the power of this grace, of this divine blessing. That's it. So we will chant Hamsa Soham Ekam 21 times. Hamsa means I am one with divine universal intelligence. I don't exist separate from it. Soham means universal intelligence is one with me. I don't exist separate of it. Ekam means one. All there is one. All there is divine universal intelligence. So if you want to, you can put your hands on your heart again and hold this meaning in your heart as we chant the Ekam mantra. And from then on, Alex will lead us through the rest of the circle.
Hamsa Soham Ekam, Hamsa Soham Ekam, Hamsa Thank you.
Continue with your eyes closed. You will now receive Smarana Diksha. As we move through each of these steps, I will lead you through. Our connection with the divine will get strengthened. Stay in communion with your divine and hold the intention to awaken to passion for your work with an expanded state of connection to discover your purpose. Feel your brain and your heart fill with divine energies and feel the passion course through you. Breathe it in. Feel your entire experience of the work you do change, filling you with joy. The work you do to change. Express your gratitude in your heart with your divine maybe let your body sway back and forth in gratitude, celebrating this beautiful moment and the blessing you just received. Oops. What's going on here? Sorry. Back to swing. Divine. Thank you, Ekam. Now let's bring in our soul circle to enjoy this passion for work that we have received. Let the blessings flow to them. Your soul circle are people with whom you are strongly emotionally connected to. Preetiji and Krishnaji believe when our soul circle is healthy and thriving, our lives will become abundant. Connect with at least 9 of your loved ones. Hold the intention for their well-being. Wish that they too become free of unhappiness, for their consciousness to awaken to connection. And peace. And for their life to be beautiful. See them one by one before your eyes.
Gambiram Prashnya Varam.
soul circles be free of unhappiness. May their consciousness awaken to connection and peace. And may their life be beautiful. A nice deep breath. And as you exhale, relax your arms and your shoulders. Take another deep breath. Feel the stress just fall off your shoulders and back. And gently open your eyes on your next breath. A lovely evening sharing with you all. Thank you so much. It's always magic. We hope you have a nice week. We hope to see you next Monday if you can come. Namaste.
Next Monday at 4:30 will be education.
Education and learning. Mm-hmm. 4:30 from now on Pacific time. If we don't see you in the morning.
Yeah,
love,
right.
Me. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you so much. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Joel.